Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Your old or broken phone can let you down. But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on MyPlan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
Well met, fellow adventurers. We are back with Sir Quirkington. Now, I think this will be a rather short thing. But while I was checking out to see if any new elixirs were active, and it turns out they've been. Turns out, no, they weren't. They are out of stock for now, which is a pity. Anyhow, I was checking on those. And I decided to check round Iswin's cottage, and something has turned up. Iswin's small cottage sits on the edge of a weedy pond, a mile or so from the centre of Durnstig. He and his wife, Julissa, settled down to spend their older years in quiet comfort. Friendly couple come out to meet you as you approach and usher you into their humble but pleasant abode. Gisela serves you up a steaming bowl of porridge, while Iswin fetches you a mug of pale ale, fresh from the pot, hanging over the fire. You talk at length with Iswin and Gisela, serving them all about your latest adventures and listening, sometimes feigning interest, as to relate to you many of the recent happenings in and around Durnstig. As you relate to us in the details of your victory over the undead Lord Tarkold, I think, if I remember, I'll put a link there. If not, just search for Tarkold. That's TARKHALD. And you'll probably find the episode about him. Anyway, next page. Remarkable, says Iswin, as you finish your detailed account of your adventures within the crypt. I knew I was right to tell you about the location of that tomb. Make an old adventurer proud, Sir Crokington. Long last, you take your leave of Iswin and Shaya, and once again set off on your way. Okay, I think that was it. Iswin's cottage. Nope, nothing here. Woodlands to the west, follow the path. Nope, already done that bit. Visit the church. Investigate, there's an alcove here. A thick, leather-bound book rests atop a simple wooden pedestal against the back wall of the small alcove. The heavy volume's worn pages, filled with faded script, contain the litany of prayers of honouring Sithak and observation link for alcove. You notice there appear to be claw marks gorged into the wooden back wall of the alcove. Alright, how did those get there? Was it perhaps when Lobeo was being kidnapped? These have been there. Well, this church is presumably centuries old, so maybe the marks are from centuries ago. For all we know. Yeah, and it's just a regular church. Leave the church. Village Market, view the items, and yep, generic items. And there's a small flask that's... Small flask used to hold some sort of liquid. I think that was probably intended to do something, but it's just fell by the wayside because it turns out that if you ever have an adventure where you need to carry liquid around, the game just provides you with something to carry it around in. Because it would be really, really frustrating to get half an hour into an adventure and then find out, oh, you need this small flask to progress. And then you can't. And then you have to quit without saving and do the whole thing again. Quite annoying. So they just skip it out. Like, you don't have to use the lantern. And there's length of rope as well. Same thing. If you need to use it, it's just assumed you have it. Because I think it's just one of those things that adventurers just have with them. Although I don't think we've really had many adventures where we've used rope. Yeah, probably. Yeah. Who knows? Well, GM knows, but maybe you forgot. There's the tavern. Engage in conversation with the tavern keep. The tavern keep smiles as you approach. When you begin speaking to him, he holds up a hand and shakes his ear. You realise the elderly tavern keep can neither speak nor hear. Before you can respond to this, he's gone off to wipe down the table and seems to pay you no further mind. Order some food and drink. A young woman approaches you as you take a seat at one of the rickety tables. Tells you that hot meal of pheasant stew and a mug of ale cost 1 gold token. Stew and ale for 1 gold token. The serving girl returns with your meal and you hand her 1 gold token. The pheasant stew is some of the best you've ever tasted and you relish every creamy drop. When you're finished with the stew, you wash it down with a mug of ale. The ale is bitter, but has a musty aroma and leaves you feeling satisfied. Okay, I thought maybe there was something unlocked by that, but nope, man. Honestly, I don't know if this really isn't enough to do an episode. So I'm going to pause for a bit and see if anything else pops up nearby. Okay, I've found something else. I found another thing that I've missed. And now I've gone all the way to the Iron Claw Weapon Market, which is Talonus. And I've gone out. And then I've exited and someone's turned up. On your way out of the weapon market, you're approached by a short, plump, nervous man who introduces himself as Barlin and asks if he might have a word with you. For a proposition for someone like you that is sure to be interested in, he says in a low, quivering voice. Oh, I might as well give a listen. Listen to what the man has to say. Speaking in a hushed tone, Barlin tells you that he learned of your reputation and adventure while passing through Hawklaw several weeks ago. He tells you, and since then he's been attempting to track you down. When you inquire about his reasons for seeking you out, he becomes fidgety and glances around nervously, as he wishes to make certain his replies are not overheard. I've come upon some information that might interest a toad of such bold character, he says. I know the location of a dragon's lair. Barlin tells you that his brother, a woodcutter and huntsman from a nearby village, stumbled upon a well-hidden lair, tucked away in an obscure part of the deep woods west of the city. You learn that Barlin's brother watched the lair from a safe distance for several days, and has seen the fearsome beast entering and leaving its concealed abode. Barlin further says his brother has discovered a predictable pattern to the pattern's coming and goings. In other words, he says, wringing his hands nervously, He knows when the lair is going to be empty. Farlim tells you that neither he nor his brother are brave enough to dare to enter the lair, but he figures an adventure of your standing would be interested in obtaining such information. My brother and I are by no means wealthy, but willingly part with this information for 1,000 gold. Surely an adventurous sort as yourself can see the value in what we have to offer. Now, you have 3 options here. Just pay the gold, you can haggle, or attempt to use force to get the information out of him. Now, I'm very rich and also heroic, so obviously I'm not going to use force. Especially since this is quite possibly an ethically dubious thing I'm even trying to do. So, 1,000 gold. Barlin takes your gold and at once imparts to you the location of the dragon's lair and the times which is likely to be unoccupied. He wishes you luck, quickly departs along the street. Armed with information Barlin gave you, you may investigate the matter at your leisure. Please review the adventure. Please review the entry titled Dragon's Lair under the ongoing section of your adventure log for instructions on proceeding with this adventure. Now that is unfortunate because the adventure log has been retired. So you just have to know. And it just so happens that it turns into a formal adventure. In Talonus, called a dragon's lair. I might as well give it a go. I'll save first. Adventures of this location, a dragon's lair. Armed with the information you procured from Barlin, and aware of the extreme danger involved, you prepare to set out for the location of the dragon's lair. Let us begin. Well, so begins a dragon's lair. Following the directions you receive from Barlin, you set out from Talonus and strike a course due west into the thick of the forest. The going is rough, but after an arduous 3-hour trek through the rugged wild, you come upon a well-concealed lair of which Barlin has spoken. The base of the rocky slope, the broad, dark mouth of the cave, peers at you from behind the curtain of the dangling vines and bramble. From a safe distance away, concealed by several large walls, you closely watch the lair for any sign of its fearsome inhabitant. According to the information Barlin's imparted to you, you should not be returning to the cave for several hours. Hoping this information will prove to be true, and realizing you should not delay any longer than necessary, you step out of concealment and boldly make your way over to the mouth of the cave. You cautiously step into the cave and find the interior consists of 2 large chambers, one to the north and the other directly south. A quick search of the northern chamber reveals nothing of value. You are horrified to discover the blood-soaked tabards of several Titan soldiers plied against the west wall. Now, I think it's generally assumed that the dragon killed them. But, I mean, it could have happened another way. It just found the bodies. Maybe they're killed by bandits, and it's just keeping them there until it figures out what to do. Although that is quite unlikely. Unnerved by this finding, but determined to continue your search of your lair, proceed to the other chamber. You find piles of skeletal remains. Fill the cave's southern chamber. The fleshless remnants of ogres, trolls, goblins and humans lie in various heaps on the cave floor. You also discover the skeletons of at least 7 horses of Mr. Bone Debris. Well, it's a hungry, hungry dragon. You discover a large stone chest on the south side of the chamber. A quick tug on the lid reveals that it's locked. I've got several options here. I could use V3, destruction, telekinesis, all at level 30 plus, or just attempt to force open the chest. As often with these things, I shall just turn to random.org to tell me what to do. Number between 1 and 4, and go. Number 4. Looks like I'm going to force the chest. You exhale deeply and set to work attempting to force open the lid of the chest. Picking a number, bonus of 40. All for might. Got to get 50 or more to open it, or I might just render the box completely inopenable. Not quite sure. I haven't done this one in ages, and I don't think I've ever forced a lock. So anyway, pick now. 88, success. 16 XP to general. The sound of splintering wood signals your success, and the lid suddenly springs open. And it's not so much that I'm forcing the lock, as I'm breaking all the wood around the lock. The lock's actually still fine. It's just, useless because it's no longer attached to anything. You lean forward and peer into the chest. Peering into the open chest, you're elated to discover a large quantity of gold and several interesting items. 1,690 gold. 153 gold tokens. 296 gold tokens. Although I'm going to assume this also includes other forms of lower denominations of currency that add up to that. There's probably a lot of silver coins, a scattering of coppers. Probably not that many coppers because dragons don't particularly care about those. They're not that shiny. Well, maybe. It's dragons, so maybe a dragon would only go for the gold coins. But most of the time, I think, when you find a collection of gold, it's actually an assembly. It's often an assemblage of lower denomination currencies that adds up to that. That's just an assumption. Anyway, and there's a pair of sturdy chain greaves, which I'll just take to sell later, and an unidentified leather belt. This leather belt is adorned with a single falcon feather. Even unidentified, it offers 1 standard point, but it'd be more once it's identified. As you stand contemplating your next move, a sound from the forest outside causes your heart to skip a beat. A wash of air, followed by heavy footfalls, approaching the cave can only mean 1 thing. The dragon is returning. And I've just stole all its stuff. I mean, I wasn't intending to steal its stuff, but there's no option in this quest to just hang out outside the cave. Very much in the open. Very much in the open. Carrying a very large ham on a stick as a peace offering. And just say, hello, dragon. Wanted to have a chat. And then have a chat with the dragon. And, to become best friends. Then that'd be the third dragon you've befriended. That'd be nice. But apparently, this is only section 4032, so it's before everyone realizes, wait, making friends with dragons is way better. A loud snorting sound and a thud of heavy footfalls on the cave floor signals that the dragon has stepped into its lair. Your pulse quickens as the footfalls draw closer, and your mind races as you attempt to determine your next course of action. So I can just dash out the cave, stand and confront the approaching dragon, or conceal yourself in this chamber. You need a skill of feathery to get that, but practically everyone has that. It's pretty much an almost mandatory first pick. Because for various reasons, there's no actual way to get it from adventures, so you have to get it from the Adventurers Guild, and that costs your precious egg. And that costs those precious adventurer tokens. You don't want to spend those. I mean, it's only two, but still. Two and quite possibly a ridiculous amount of gold. Which is, if not, you know, limited, is still quite a pig to obtain. Now, I'm just going to confront the dragon. Your heart skips a beat as a large dusk dragon lumbers into the chamber. The fearsome creature glares menacingly at you with his coal black eyes and addresses you with a deep, derisive snare. Hey, do you know that other dusk dragon I just saved the egg from a while back? Yeah, I kind of took your gold and some stuff. All right, here's the stuff I took. How about I just put it back? No, that's just never occurred to you because you're an adventurer and adventurers steal everything that isn't nailed down / highlighted in red. Highlighted in red when you view it on the map, view its name on the map, which says, hey, if you steal this, there will be a fight, and you'll probably win the fight still. But then the whole bloody town will start fighting you because then you've done a murder. And then the whole town fights you, and then the guards approach you and say, please pay a 13 pence fine, and we'll just forget all those murders you've done. Or something like that. Heart skips a beat as a large dust dragon looms into the chamber. The fearsome creature glares menacingly at you with his coal black eyes and addresses you with a deep, derisive snarl. You dare wade my lair, tiny, 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 tiny toad! The dragon grumbles. The dragon draws back its head and begins opening its mouth as if preparing to unleash its formidable breath upon you. So you have two options here. I could try to bluff my way out of here, or attack the dragon. Now, what is a dust dragon? There's a lore book link for them. Dust dragons, though by no means common, dust dragon is perhaps the most prevalent of Swift's dwindling dragon population. These majestic creatures usually inhabit remote woodland areas and have been known to employ the services of forest trolls or ogres to do their bidding. It's more often than not, part of ship falls out of fear, part of the dragon's hirelings. Dust dragons are so named because of their dark grey scales that make them difficult to spot in the dark. The reclusive forest reptiles are ill-tempered and detest most other beings. They usually only emerge from their hidden lairs at night, when they fly above their domain, seeking out prey or inspecting the lay of the land. Like most of their kin, dust dragons possess a powerful breath of fire that they will not hesitate to use if needed. Perhaps the only living creature, adult creature, dust dragon, or most other dragons for that matter, fear, is a full-grown griffin. One of the largest and most powerful dust dragons in recent memory was a particularly wicked beast known as Quinesol. Despite his formidable power, the ancient dust dragon reportedly met his end at the hands of Hornly Jack. Another infamous dust dragon, known as Nirbwyn, was responsible for the grazing of Grevor over 400 years ago. I think I actually read that only a few episodes past, so if you've listened to that episode, thanks, and also sorry for repeating myself. All right, I'm going to try to bluff my way out. You launch into a desperate plea for your safety, attempting to convince the fearsome reptile that your presence in the lair is all a grave misunderstanding. That it isn't. I'm here to steal its stuff. So I'm kind of lying. Get away. Pick now. 120 success. And that gets me 16 XP to general. The dragon lowers its head for a few moments as it remains still, as if contemplating your well-crafted explanation for the truth.
You may go, the dragon grumbles at last. To return here will be to invite swift death.
You fumble it. I'm sorry I can't sound like a dragon when I say that, but I'm not really big or a reptile or have fire breath. So it's kind of hard to sound like a dragon when you're not a dragon. I'm sorry I disappointed anyone who thought I could be a dragon. Or I'd still be lying.
You may go, the grangle drop. Yeah.
You humbly thank the powerful creature and quickly make your way out of the cave. Once outside, you move off into the forest at once, eager to put the cave and its fearsome occupant a good distance behind you. Okay, we're not friends, and in fact, we're going to be very much the opposite of friends. Once the dragon goes, well, time to appreciate my hoard. Oh, no. What's that guy? That toad! That toad stole my gold! I am going to have to burninate some stuff! Burninate so much stuff! Just as soon as I find something that he'll care whether it's been burninated! He has a grand residence with a paleo grove. Ah! Excellent burnination target. And I shall burn! Angels the cat! No, that's too far. That is too far. You do not burninate cat. Too far. I like cats. In fact, I have a cat, but you didn't see it because it was hiding at the time. But I have a cat. Fearsome occupant a good distance behind you. You make your way through the forest towards Tantalus. Less than a mile from the cave, you happen upon an overgrown road, meandering east and west, and you walk along it, in hopes it will hasten your return to the city. 64 XP to general, and that is the end of the adventure called A Dragon's Lair. I guess, since it's such a short adventure, and I saved just before I did it, I could probably have a look at all the options. Once I identify what I found, that is. Did I forget to actually pick up the belt? Well, I'm a silly boy.
Your old or broken phone can let you down. But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on MyPlan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I forgot to actually pick up the belt. Well, I'm definitely going to quit without saving now. Okay. Well, time for another go round that adventure. Adventures, Dragon's Lair. Okay, yeah, same as before. Type Dead Tyson Soldiers. All right, I'm just gonna, since apparently I'm gonna be going through the entire list, I'll just go through the entire in order now. Thievery. Successfully used 16 XP to thievery. In a matter of seconds, you pick the lock and cautiously lift back the lid of the chest. Peering into the open chest, you're later to discover a large quantity of gold and several interesting items. Apparently, the exact amount of gold you get is slightly randomized, because now it's got 1,870, 186, 294. So I'm guessing if you were really obsessed about getting gold, you could probably just keep running this adventure over and over again to maximize the amount of gold you get. Now, when this first came out, back in the days of Section 4032, so it's probably 20 years ago now or something like that, there was no convenient sources of unlimited gold, so that was probably seriously worth considering. Because getting a couple of hundred extra gold from that would save you hours of bumbling around in the murk, which was, I think, back then the only place where you could get unlimited amount of gold. Or, well, I guess there's bumbling around in the murk, there's tiny bits of gold from the random encounters in Twithic. Of course, I'll have to pay close attention to the section numbers. But yes, getting gold was a lot harder in the day. So this huge pile of gold here was a wow. That's like more gold than I'll get in several weeks. So I've got to change Gleekweave Sturdy. Seems like those are fixed. An identified leather belt. This leather belt is adorned with a single falcon feather. I'll take it. I'll remember to actually take it this time. The dragon is returning. Okay. So, last time I stood in and confronted the dragon, I'm just going to dash out of the cave this time. You dash out of the cave, streaking right past the lumbering form of a large dust dragon. The dragon whirls its head in your direction as you run by it, wars with rage. As you reach the mouth of the cave, you hear the crackle of fire as the fearsome beast unleashes its powerful breath weapon in your direction. Picking a number, bonus of 40, 20 from agility, 20 from luck. Pick a number and see whether or not I get burninated. Pick now. 58. Failure. I am burninated. You are steps away from exiting the cave, where the searing blast of dragon fire overtakes and engulfs you. 68 damage. Now, once again, this is a very early adventure, so when this came out, that was more health than people actually had. Unless they spent a lot of time upgrading their equipment. But it's quite possible this could be all your health when it came out, or if this was one of your earliest adventures. Badly burned, but lucky to still be alive. You stagger out of the mouth of the cave and spill into the forest. Not daring to look back, you dash into the forest, leaving the cave and its enraged occupant far behind. You make your way through the forest towards Talonus. Less than a mile from the cave, you come upon an overgrown road. And there we are, end again. Okay, now it's time to identify that piece of gear I got. The Falcon Wing belt and 16 XP to Arcania. Let's have a look at this here belt. I'm really surprised I haven't done this adventure yet, but I guess it's just you have no particular reason to go to the Iron Claw weapon market usually, so it's just not a thing you see. Falcon Wing belt. One stamina point, one Neville reserve, and one agility. It's got a single Falcon feather. Now, Neville reserve. That's a pretty big deal. Because, especially back then, raising your Neville reserve was nearly impossible, and there's pretty much no bounce that actually weighs that. Unsurprisingly, it is magical. All right, now, I know from the wiki that there is various pieces of different equipment you can get from there. So there's a Falcon Wing belt, Hawk Wing belt, or the Owl Wing belt. Owl Wing belt's the best. It provides two Neville Reserve. One Aura and one Mind. Hawk Wing belt. One Stamina Point, one Neville Reserve, one Mind. Yep, the Owl Wing belt is just... It's better. It's better. But it's not... Of course, compared to the sort of gear you get now, it's kind of not worth it. But oh well. And you don't really gain any more description when you identify it. It's still adorned with a single Falcon feather. You just learn how to wear it correctly. Because apparently, if you put it on incorrectly, you don't get the Neville Reserve. Maybe you have to tie it in a special knot or something to get the Neville Reserve out. All right, quit without saving once again. See some more options for the dragon. Ventures for this location, Dragon's Lair. Alright, just going to skip forward to the point of diversion. Alright, destruction to get into the box. Succeeded. 16 XP to destruction. The lock mechanism shudders, cracks, and then disintegrates. You step forward and open the lid, revealing the contents of the chest. 56 gold, 198 gold, 256 bulk gold. Oh, splint greaves this time. All right, so the greaves you can get are also somewhat randomized. Yeah. Okay, yep. Yeah. So... Oh, it doesn't. Yes, random sturdy greaves. So presumably you could even encounter plate greaves. Which, I mean, it's sturdy. I mean, they're not like, probably, I mean, it's only an adventure, so it could well be better than what you have already. But also, it would sell for a lot. And that's the main thing. Split greaves taken, unidentified leather belt, single owl feather. So this is the best one. And take. Dragon is returning. Okay, I've tried dashing out. I've tried standing and confronting the dragon. Conceal yourself in this chamber. Feathery required. You press yourself against the wall in the shadowy corner of the chamber and become as still as death as you wait with bated breath for the arrival of the cave's fearsome orb. Pick your number. Bonus is 20, or from either way, got to get 44 or more, or I'll be spotted by a very angry dragon, which is just bad news, really. 117 success. 16 XP to general. Your heart skips a beat as a large dust dragon lumbers into the chamber. The fearsome creature glares about the cave menacingly. It suspects something out of place. It strides into the chamber, passing within a few feet of where you lurk in the shadows. Fortunately, hiding's a lot easier for Sir Croakington, because Sir Croakington is really small. Of course, the game doesn't know that, so it doesn't change the checks. Change the check, but we know that, you know that, I know that, any other audience members know that. But the game doesn't know that. You're about to seize the opportunity to slip unseen out of the cave when you suddenly spot a bulging leather pouch tied to the dragon's weird left ankle. So, I could just, you know, stop trying to push my luck and just get out of here. Or attempt to steal the pouch tied to the dragon's leg. Now, this is the ultimate in pickpocketing. You step out of the deep gloom and make for the leather pouch tied to the dragon's ankle. Picking a number. Bonus of 40. Got to get 44 or more. Pick now. Failure. Unable to get close enough to the pouch, you decide to abandon the attempt. Ah, sort of hoping I get caught in the act. Without further delay, you slip out the chamber and exit the cave. You make your way through the forest towards Tanlis. Less than a mile from, yep. And now it goes back to normal. All right. Let's identify this item we found. Owl wing belt and another 16 XP to a card. Well, it's not another, it's the same 16 XP because I quit without saving, so it's not piling up. Owl wing belt. This leather belt is adorned with a single owl feather, so one stamina points, two never reserve, one aura, and one mind. So fairly decent, especially if, say, you want to boost your mind a little bit. But, yeah. Now, not really worth the bother. But it is unique. There is no other owl wing belt in the entire game. So it could be added to your collection. You know, you're going to put it in your little... Put it in the museum in your grand residence and say, this was stolen from the lair. This was stolen from the horde of a dragon. Dusk dragon. 20 feet tall and 50 feet angry. And then I hid from the dust dragon as it creeped into my lair. I could smell its warm breath upon me. But as a master thief, I was well hidden, and it did not see me. And thus I made my escape. Something like that, you know, on a little plaque. Yep, that's what... Of course, there's no official option to do that, but I'm imagining that that is actually what most of the storage room in the Grand Residence is actually museum of interesting stuff Sir Croakington found and details of how she got them. All right. Right, quit without saving. Just a few more ways around this to explore. Adventures, Dragon's Lair. Once again, we've done this before. Skip to the point of divergence. Okay. Telekinesis. It has succeeded. 16 XP to telekinesis. Manipulating the lock mechanism proves to be a simple task. In a matter of moments, the chest has been unlocked. You step forward and throw open the lid, revealing the contents of the chest. Okay, a fairly empty chest this time. It's weird that this same dragon has different amounts of gold, but that's just how it is. Oh, just leather greaves this time? That's only 2 stamina points. It's like the worst greaves you could get. I'm pretty sure. Which means it sells for the smallest amount of money. So if you're, you know, trying to maximize your gold, I'll go, no, 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 I'm not taking this lot. I want more gold. Unidentified leather belt. Which one is it this time? It's a single hawk feather. Okay, that's the third of the set. As you stand contemplating your next move, the dragon is returning. All right, I've dashed out and got burnt. Concealed myself. Standard approach to dragon. Yeah, this is basically the fourth option. One, hide, talk, or fight. 4 options. This means there's failure. But these are the 4 main options. I wanted to see every way that this could go around. It'd probably take quite a while longer. But this is the main option. So now the dragon is very angry. I'm just going to attack it. I don't want to, but I will. The dragon roars with rage as it lunges at you. Its jaws stretched wide and its lengthy sharp teeth and hooked talons prepared to tear the flesh from your bones. This is a dust dragon. Now, because of power creep, this is a 3+ fight. It's not supposed to be a 3+ fight because it's a dragon. But that's just the sort of thing that happens when a game runs for this long. What are supposed to be ultra super mega tough fights turn into things you can just bash your way through with no concern. And I'm not really complaining. I mean, if I wanted it to be difficult, I could have just done it a lot earlier in my adventure. It's apparently, according to the wiki, it's 9+ at 80 MR. So if you were to fight it at 80 MR, it would be 9+. For it a bit sooner than that, you could very well end up with a black difficulty dragon, which kind of makes sense for a dust dragon. Okay, there's no option to subdue the dragon. Pity, but apparently it's to the death. The dragon swipes at you with its massive talons. The dragon roars and you're engulfed by a powerful breath of fire for 34 damage. Well, you think that's dragon fire? This is dragon fire! A deafening roar fills the air and a powerful breath of fire explodes from the tip of your iron wand. Your enemy is consumed by the ravaging flames, taking 227 points of damage. I also then bonk it as well for 8 damage, you know, just to rub it in. It is slain. So that is a dragon killed by dragonfire. Isn't that unexpected? It is slain. 262 damage. I mean, not damage, XP. The dragon's lifeless form crashes to the floor of the cave. I feel bad about this. Stirring up a cloud of dust, chokes the air for almost a minute. When the dust clears, you step forward and examine the carcass of the once fearsome beast. Much to your surprise, you discover a leather pouch tied to one of the dragon's ankles with a thick piece of rope. You peer inside the pouch and discover it contains 3 large emeralds. It's a pouch of emeralds. This leather pouch contains 3 large emeralds, and yes, I will take it. Confident you haven't overlooked anything, you make your way out of the cave. And then it ends as before. And we just check, what does this pouch of emeralds do? You can sell this to Thane Porrand at Twin's Keep for 1,000 gold. If you successfully use diplomacy when haggling, he will open 1,500 gold. Not quite sure what he intends to do with them. But, I mean, can I sell them? Explore the city. Eastern part. Residence in Twin's Keep. Pay a visit to Thane Porrand. He's not currently in residence. So, this is another one of those options that can just disappear if you do them too late. I mean, presumably, Thane Porrand will be back eventually, but that eventually may well be a long way off. Because continuing with Proving Ground 6, not a priority. But, I mean, he could come back at any point. All right, anyway, how much does that sell for manually? Is it the Wither Docks with the Guild Emporium? Armor for sale, sell your items here. Well, wait, no, this can only sell armor. Okay, I can sell miscellaneous equipment elsewhere. I think mixable. Travel, Western, Mergsboro. It's trading post. Sell your items here. How much does those pouches sell for? Sells for 600. And it can sell for more elsewhere. All right, how about Grutklog's trading post in Twinmore? How much would it sell for there? Is it the harvest area? Shop course clear block. Sell your items. This one takes miscellaneous.
Okay.
You can get 1,200 for selling it at Grutklog's. And I think that's as much as you can get without going to. Without selling it to Thane Porrand. Of course, it makes perfect sense that the way that requires a diplomacy check would be the one that gives you the most gold. As I said, I'm still not sure what Thane Porrand would do with those jewels. I mean, presumably he has family somewhere that he'd like to just, you know, help out. Or maybe he just likes shiny things. Or maybe he just wants to, you know, just have them handy so he can give them as rewards to other adventurers. Or maybe he could pass it to the mages to use for some sort of enchantery stuff. Who knows? Anyhow. I think that is pretty much all the options for the Dragon's Lair. So, because I don't really feel right about killing a dragon and stealing all its stuff, or, if I play it another way, just stealing all its stuff, even though it does seem pretty likely the dragon is a man-eater, still, we didn't talk it out first. If we talked it out first, it turns out, yes, the dragon, yeah, I'll eat people. Oh, okay. All right. Stabby times. Or bashy times, or whatever. But, oh well. Anyhow, quitting without saving. And that is that. Okay, apparently I'm just systematically going through the list of all the adventures in on the wiki and just seeing if there's any I've missed out. And this has actually started to pay off because I found this Dragon's Lair adventure that I didn't know I missed. So I'm going to continue doing that. And until next time, I'll just... Well, I don't know. We'll see if we find something else on that list. And until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.